Hey there, welcome to another episode of the Wednesday Conversation. I'm Mike Kresnick, and I'm here with Pastor Bob Thune and Pastor Dusty White of Corumdale Church and Pastor Chris Hemmelman of First City Church. Every Wednesday, we sit down to talk about how the gospel of Jesus Christ connects to the questions and issues of everyday life. And today, we're talking about the first 15 minutes of your day.
Hey, happy Wednesday. How did your day start today? What were the first 15 minutes of your day like on this actual day that you're listening to this podcast? Just think about that for a minute. That's what we want to talk about in this episode. While I was out, you guys did an episode that was a little bit like pushing a rope. Felt like.
Yeah.
But
I forgot about it already. Which one was that?
But in that podcast, there was some line. I was listening to it, and Chris, you had some line of like, you know, everybody talks about having a quiet time, and that's fine, but you were making some other point. But as I heard that, I was like, actually, I don't think a whole lot of people talk about having a quiet time anymore, and that's what I want this podcast to be about. Mm. So I see a great, like, in our church, which is made up of a lot of newer Christians, younger Christians, folks who are trying to figure out what does it mean to walk as a disciple of Jesus. My challenge and frustration as a pastor is, like, I actually don't think a lot of people know how to meet with the Lord in the morning or like start their day out of communion with God. I think that was like back when I was in college, it was like there was a whole nother legalism about like quiet times and studying, reading your Bible and all that stuff. And so I think I still bash on that too, Chris, because I'm like, well, I mean, there's a thing there that we probably went overboard on. But when I heard you guys say that, I was like, actually, the problem is not that people are having a quiet time. The problem is they're not having one.
Everybody needs to go by my utmost for his highest.
That's right.
Get back at it.
It wouldn't hurt.
Yeah.
So I've had a lot of pastoral conversations recently with people where I've just asked about, like, hey, man, tell me about your devotional life. Like, how do you meet with the Lord? And here's what I hear. I mean, while I'm driving to work, I try to pray. Like, it's not bad stuff, but it's just like, it's pretty clear to me, like, you're already doing the thing you're going to do today, and you're just trying to, like, get some Jesus into that, you know, which is fine. But I don't think people are developing the discipline of how do I begin my day with the Lord or end my day with the Lord. Again, some of you guys aren't morning people and you're going to write me and say, well, I don't have it. The mornings don't work for me. Fine. But I'm going to talk about starting your day with the Lord because I think you should. And then you can feel free to end your day with the Lord too. But we want to talk about, so here's what I wanted to do as a pastor. I just want to say, like, hey, let me hold your hand a little bit and give you a tool. Let me give you a way of thinking about how to begin your day with the Lord. This isn't the only way to do this. This is not even the way that might work for you, but I think it's a way. And man, I just want, like, as I have conversations with people, I'm like, oh, let me just read between the lines what you're saying. You don't actually read your Bible unless, you know, you're doing a Bible study. And there's not really a discipline of prayer in your life. There's more like a haphazard as you go through your day, you're talking to the Lord. And that's great. He wants us to talk to him. But I'm not sensing that there's a real discipline of beginning your day with Jesus. And so let's talk about what that looks like. So I just want to lay out a way of thinking about that, a way of doing that. And then when we can talk about what it stirs up or other ways. The reason I want to title this podcast The First 15 Minutes of Your Day is because I want to convince you, hey, you can do this. You can take the first 15 minutes of your day and structure your day in a way that you carve out 15 minutes to begin your day with the Lord. Whether you're a mom and your kids are getting up super early, or whether you're heading out I had this guy in my gospel community that was a surgeon. He's like, man, I gotta be at the hospital at 6 a.m. So like, I can get up and drink a cup of coffee and, you know, study the Bible for 2 hours. And I was like, well, you can get up at 5:30 though. I mean, like, you actually can. I know it's really early for you, but my point is, whatever your life is, whatever busyness you have, however your day starts, I think thinking in terms of a 15 minute chunk is a lot easier than thinking about, well, I don't have an hour, man. You know, like, I guarantee you don't have an hour. That's fine. But let's just start with what we can do, which is, like, I think if you start thinking about the first 15 minutes of your day, that will actually extend into, like, the first season of your day or the first part of your day. And actually, what you do in the beginning, what you do with the first 15 minutes or so of your waking hours really does kind of set the tone and the trajectory for the rest of your day. So let me give you, here's the category I want to give you. 15 minutes of prayer/meditation. Okay, so think of it not as saying words to God, but just being in the presence of God. Set aside 15 minutes and think about it in this way. 5 minutes of presenting yourself before the Lord. 5 minutes of presenting your day before the Lord, and 5 minutes of presenting your life before the Lord. Let me tell you what I mean by each of those. Presenting yourself before the Lord. 5 minutes of just sitting before the Lord and saying, all right, God, here I am. I belong to you. Here's what's on my mind right now, or here's what I went to bed thinking about last night, or here's what I woke up this morning thinking about. Here's what's going on in my heart, soul, mind right now. I want to bring this before you. I want to bring myself before you as your servant, as one who needs your grace, as one who wants to walk in the power of your Holy Spirit. Here I am. I belong to you. And just sort of like taking that 5 minute space to present yourself before the Lord. Repent of whatever sin you need to repent of. Get off your mind or soul or heart, whatever you need to get off your mind or soul or heart. Present yourself before the Lord consciously and deliberately and intentionally. Second, present your day before the Lord. So when I do this, I usually open up my calendar. I don't like to have my phone with me because I end up clicking on some other app and be like, oh, I wonder what's going on Twitter. And that's never a good idea when I'm trying to start my day with the Lord. But I'll usually pull up my calendar and say, all right, Lord, here's what's before me today. I got this appointment. I got this meeting. I got to work on this project or this task. Here's what's going on with my kids today. Here's what's going on in my life today. I want you to be the Lord over these things. Give me the grace I need to do these things. Walk with me into these things. Here's what you've put before me today. There may be other things that surprise me, but here's what I know is on the radar today. I want to present these things before you. And so for me as a pastor, if I'm meeting with someone, I'll say, hey, so I'm meeting with this person and give me the wisdom to listen well and to hear what's going on in their life. Or if I know what's going on in their life, hey, here's what I know is going on with them. And so I want to pray for them. I want to offer them to you. And I want to pray that I'd be a meaningful part of what you want to accomplish in their life today. And then 5 minutes of presenting your life before the Lord, which is just a bigger category, right? It's just, I think they're of like bigger, broader themes of like, all right, God, here's what I know you're working on in me. And it ain't a 1 day or a 1 week or a 1 month process.
You know, it ain't happening today.
Yeah. Here's what I know is like you've been working on, or here's things I'm frustrated about that I'm not sure what to do with, but I just want to bring them before you again and say, this is going on and I'm not sure what to do about it, but give me the wisdom I need for that today. So it's moving from my day to like bigger categories of just what's in my life right now that I need to bring before the Lord. I think that simple pattern, the first 15 minutes of your day, then often what happens is, like actually for me, part of the reason I invested time and energy into the Daily Liturgy podcast is because I want to use that on the back end of that. So I want to start my day with those 15 minutes. And oftentimes the Daily Liturgy podcast will be what I do next, you know, sort of like listening to scripture, meditating on it, having some prayers framed up for me to sort of allow my soul to express itself to God. But what I want to suggest to you is if you're looking for a template, if you're looking for a pattern, if you're looking for a how do I start my day in communion with the Lord, this will get you started. What you'll find is that'll then set your soul up to, you know, maybe want to spend more time in prayer, maybe you want to read the scriptures, or maybe there's more prayer things that come to mind that you want to express before the Lord. What I find is that last category of presenting my life before the Lord often turns into intercession, because then I'm thinking about, oh, I need to pray for this person, or that church planter's on my mind. I want to pray for what's going on in their soul, or man, here's a person I haven't thought of in a while, and the Lord just brought them to mind, so I want to pray for them. So, but I want to convince you that if you just try to start your day with that 5 minutes, 5 minutes, 5 minutes, it's very simple to do. Your mind's, here's what's going to happen. When you try it, you're going to think of house projects you need to do. You're going to think of people you forgot to email back yesterday. You're going to, like, all kinds of weird details are going to flood your mind. Just set those aside as best you can and come back to, all right, this 5 minutes, though, is about presenting myself before the Lord. I've found that to be a really helpful discipline, and I'm giving it to you because I just think, like, anyone can do this. You really can start your day this way, and it really does make a difference. Like, what happens is, think about that middle category of presenting your day before the Lord. If I've done that at 6 o'clock in the morning, then by 2 in the afternoon when I'm meeting with somebody, but I already prayed about it at 6 a.m., I feel like I'm going into that meeting prepared. It's not like I'm breathless and like, oh man, I got to meet with this person now, and I just got done playing basketball or having a meeting with someone or driving across town. And, you know, like, it doesn't feel like I'm discombobulated. It feels like, nope, prayed about this morning, have a sense of how the Lord wants me to walk into this meeting. It really does make a difference in how you spiritually feel ready for what life throws your way in a given day.
What I hear you saying there is, that especially in that first 5 minutes, you're just rerooting your identity in Christ.
Yes.
Right?
Like, yes.
Because I think all of us, we're more sleepless than we've ever been, blah, 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 all those studies. And so we're going to squeeze as much sleep out of the morning as we can. And then we're going to hit the ground running, yeah, right, into our life, day, circumstances. So what I hear you saying is, even in those first 5 minutes, you're just receiving from the Lord. You're a son of God.
Yep.
And that son of God is going to go do some stuff today. But at first, let's just remember who we are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And really grounding myself in, like the idea of Romans 12, presenting your bodies as a living sacrifice, right? Like I'm presenting myself before the Lord. So yes, I'm reminding myself of identity. Who am I? But I'm also saying, God, this body is yours. This mind is yours. This soul is yours. I belong to you. So here I am. It's the beginning of another day. I just want to acknowledge, like, I'm yours today, and I want to serve you in whatever ways you want me to today. And so it's kind of a both and. It's an identity piece, but also a almost like a sacrifice or an offering of myself, a presenting of myself to say, God, I want to be used as best as I can for what you want me to do today.
So the risk of sounding like pitting these things against each other, it's interesting that you go with prayer rather than Bible reading.
Yeah.
Because some again, not trying to pit these two things against each other, but talk about that. Why if you were to say, here's 15 minutes, you're going to encourage a move towards prayer maybe rather than Bible reading.
Yeah, I'm suggesting that I think with all the tools we have now, I can get the Bible into my day in the mm-hmm. cracks. So like, yeah, actually when I'm driving, I'd rather listen to the Bible because it just, I'm going to listen to something anyway during that 20 minutes. It's harder for me to pray when I drive, cause I like lose my train of thought. Like, I just feel like, man, for me, I can intake scripture a lot of different ways throughout the day. Now, you know, balance that with the fact that Martin Luther said, hey, the simplest way to pray is start with a passage of scripture as a lighter, you know, let it set your heart on fire. So I do think there's wisdom in that. Mm-hmm. But for mm-hmm. me, I just feel like I find it more helpful for my soul to start with just like, cause I always wake up thinking about something. Something's already on my mind, you know? And so when I read the Bible, I'm trying to put that off my mind. I say, all right, I can't think about that yet. I got to read the Bible. I find it better to just be able to start my day saying, all right, Lord, well, here's what's on my mind and heart as I wake up this morning. And so I want to give that mm-hmm. to you, you know, and just helps me like slow my soul down a little bit and actually feel like I've given that over to the Lord. Because for me, the danger is I can read the Bible, try to cram some prayer in at the end of that and go and roll into my day without ever having sort of given stuff to the Lord. And then it feels like it's nagging at me and I don't feel prayerful as I enter into my rhythm.
Yeah. And what I also like about this too is it starts your day not with necessarily doing consuming, which in a good way, we're consuming scripture in a good way, but there's this sense of I'm going to be before the Lord, settle my soul before the Lord. And so it's there is a dependence move there that you're starting your day with. And it's the sense of communing with the Lord. So again, not pitting these two things against each other, but I like what you're advising here because of just the good sort of soul dependence work that it starts your day with, where, I mean, man, even folks that have like a good rhythm of reading the Bible, you talk to a lot of them and they say, yeah, I'd like to pray more. Mm-hmm. and so there is a, I think for many of us, prayer is probably actually a more difficult thing to cultivate than reading the Bible. And so there's multiple reasons why I appreciate this move.
Well, here's the other thing we should say that is going to make somebody mad, but like you have to tell your time where to go. The biggest problem for us in this and the biggest excuse is, well, man, I had X to do this morning. You know, I had to, like, gosh, I slept late, or my kids woke up early, or I had an early meeting, or there's always some reason why, like, I can't fit this 15 minutes into my day. And I'll be honest with you, that's true for me. Like, I could have an excuse every day if I wanted to. There's just but someone told me, someone that was teaching on time management was like, hey, if you don't tell your time where to go, your time is going to tell you where to go. Mm-hmm. And so I just think, like, at the end of the day, we have to just say, hey, I have control and authority over what I do with the first 15 to 30 minutes of my day. Now, there's going to be days when you don't. There's, you know, there's days when something unusual happens. But man, normally you can get up 15 minutes earlier or you can, you know, there, you do have authority and control over what you do with your time. And so this is one of those things where I really think if you'll just say, hey, as many days as I can, or maybe even 5 out of 7, you know, during the week, I'm going to try to start it with 15 minutes of just this pattern, or maybe 30, but 15 minutes of that and 15 minutes of reading the scriptures, or 15 minutes of that and 10 minutes of praying for whatever the Lord brings to mind. Man, if I start with 15 to 30 minutes of this, it'll change the way you experience your day. And you know, there's just that you're going to have to put to death all the excuses that keep you from this, because there's 1,000 of them and they're good ones.
Bob, I really like the second category too of, you know, you're presenting your day to the Lord. And then that third one of your life to the Lord, that's helpful for me because I tend to just look at my day or my week. But what I heard you saying in that too is kind of like, here's somewhat of the trajectory that I'm on. Mm-hmm. Here's whether it's the Lord working a certain thing into your soul or forming you in a certain way. But what I also heard there was like, here's kind of where I'm headed, or where I want to be headed, or what seems to be happening to me holistically. And I think that's helpful because, we get pretty narrow sighted and we tend to just do whatever's right in front of our face and pray about that, you mm-hmm. know, which is very circumstantial. But I think it's really good to, you're just kind of slowly lifting your eyes up, to the horizons on your holistic life there. And that kind of pulls you forward with some expectation and some dependence on the Lord. That's helpful.
Well, and like all of us are usually faced with big decisions we have to make sometime this year, right? Like, what am I going to do for my kids' school? Or like Dusty, I've been praying through a big decision I had to make on a broader leadership thing. And it's, you know, I know it's like not a decision I have to make tomorrow, but it's like, within the next couple months, I got to make a decision on this. So there's two ways that I can process that. One, like what I tend to think is, man, I got to get a day away to just go think about that, pray about it. I need some space to go process that. And the funny thing is I never can create, it's harder for me to create a day of margin to do that. But if I actually say, hey, every day for a month, I just take 5 minutes in the morning and just keep that before the Lord, like, Lord, all right, you know, this decision's on the horizon. I'm trying to seek you about it. Man, do you have any fresh insight for me on this? Will you use some circumstances today to give me direction here? Will you speak through my friends? Like, actually, you're actually going to spend the same aggregate amount of time praying mm-hmm. about that.
Yeah.
And so it's just a way of thinking about like major life things, major decisions, bringing those before the Lord and just saying, all right, I don't have to decide on this 5 minutes, but Lord, I need you to know, I need wisdom here. I need direction here. I'm bringing this before you. I'm not sure what to do. I want you to speak through whatever circumstances are in my life and speak through your word and speak through your spirit. It's just it's a way of not reacting. It's a way of being more proactive about seeking God's wisdom instead of reactive.
I think over the past several months, I've been coming more and more to appreciate the accumulative effect of small prayers that really build over time. And it's just amazing how it's almost like taking a vitamin. Maybe that's what it is. Like you don't necessarily, when you take the vitamin, you don't feel it immediately, but over a period of time, like there are health benefits. And so, the practice of just 15 minutes, or even like you're saying, 5 minutes on a particular topic every day over a week, over a month, over a year, you're going to see these slow benefits just start to accumulate. And next thing you know, you're going to wake up and go like, wow, I've actually spent time with the Lord in a significant way over time. And the effect that that's had on my soul, the ability to trust the Lord, the peace that I've had, that I think sometimes we're after kind of a, I don't know if it's a quick fix necessarily, but maybe a spiritual sort of feeling that we think comes from this extended time. Like if I can spend an hour in prayer or set these really interesting expectations on ourselves of like the effect that that's going to have, when really it's the slow accumulative effect over time.
Mm-hmm. It is. I was just talking to a guy last week, who's considering kind of a career move, in some circumstances that he finds himself in. And so he was asking me for some coaching on that. And I said, well, based on the time that you're going to be allotted here, if you just spent one morning a week for the next 4 weeks, kind of reflecting this way and then praying expectantly towards this way, maybe by the end of the month, maybe the answer will just be there for you, you know? And I think this is why days of solitude can be frustrating for people, because they go away and they expect the Lord to like
drop exactly, like a dove. Yeah.
Really, instead they end up falling asleep or something. So like, it's important. Like, it's muscle reflex, right? Like, it's these habits over time become good for us. You know, Bob, you mentioned earlier too, like the stay-at-home mom can do this, whoever, the surgeon can do it, whoever can do it. I also think it's important to say, lately, I've had to tell my family about this. Whenever dad is sitting here and doing this, you stop talking. Like, because you're just getting pinged all the time for like, hey dad, blah, 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 you know? And I'm like, well, daddy's reading the Bible right now. So not like I can't be interrupted, right? I want my kids to be able to interrupt me. So there's a line here, like, but it's important. You're also forming the people
around you.
You're
teaching your kids to treat that as sacred a little bit.
Yeah. And I think you can do that in your marriage. You can do that in your family. That was actually one of the things when I was, before I was even a Christian, there was this family and the wife was always sitting in this one spot when she read her Bible and prayed. And like, we had to tiptoe around that if we were in that room, you know, like it was kind of like, this is sacred time. So I think it's important to just say, hey, this isn't just about you. Like, you're shaping your household if that includes you, you know?
Yeah. When I stand before Jesus, certainly one of the sins I'm going to answer for is prayerlessness. Like, I need to pray much more than I do and about much more things than I do. And so one of my hopes is, like, I hope that by the time I'm 60 or 70, there's a lot more traction in my life and a lot more time given to that. But I decided a few years ago, Chris, I want to stop feeling guilty about the prayer I'm not doing, and I'm just going to try to start doing something. You know, like, I'm going to try to, I know I can't pray for everybody in our church every day, and I know there's huge situations I just forget to pray for, but man, I'm going to start with just like, and so those second set of 5 minutes, presenting my day before the Lord, presenting my life before the Lord. And oftentimes I'll just keep a little journal. I'll just jot down names that come to mind and people that I prayed for in that 5 minutes. And it's just sort of haphazard. You know, it's just like whoever the Spirit brings to mind. So it's not, it lacks planning and foresight and, you know, systematically going through a list of people. But what's beautiful about it is just like, for instance, last night I visited a gospel community in our church. So this morning I prayed for those people because they were on my mind. I was just like, man, it was fun to be with them last night. I want to pray for God's work in their lives. So that was, as I was sort of presenting my life before the Lord, part of what I was praying for is like, Lord, thanks that last night I got to be in that room, and I want to pray for this person, this person, this person, this person. I want to pray for their kids. I want to pray for the things you're doing in their life. And, you know, that just came out of like, it's a little bit more of a right now approach to prayer. That's been good for me, man, because I tend to feel a lot of guilt over all the prayer that I'm not doing. And it's just helpful to say, well, I want to start somewhere, man. I hope I hope the podcast I'm doing 10 years from now is, here's the first hour of your day, you know, but at least want to start with the first 15 minutes and make some traction there, you know, and hopefully build that discipline in ways that are meaningful and that build the ruts in my soul. One last tip for any listeners who have little kids. This is just like a little parenting trick that we teach at a lot of our parenting conferences that we do. All right, so what do you do when you got a 2-year-old and they're coming in your room at 6 a.m. and climbing in your bed and, you know, waking you up? Like, your day doesn't start
kick them out.
Your day doesn't start with your kid, you waking yourself up. It starts with your kids waking you up. There's an invitation there to training and discipline. I mean, they're not being naughty, right? They're being kids, is what kids do. They want to start their day, and mom and dad, you know, they want to go hang with mom and dad. You can create, I'll tell you, the training and discipline piece is, it'll take a week or two of work, but you want to train your kids when they're little. When they're Dusty's kids' age, you just want to say, hey, when dad's in this chair, just, you know, keep it quiet in here. But when they're little, you want to train them, hey, you might wake up at 6, but you don't get to come out of your room until 7. How do you do that? Well, there's a few ways of doing it, but one way we did it with our kids were little was we got a nightlight and a timer, you know, one of those digital timers. You just set that timer for 7 a.m. and that's when the nightlight turned off. And so we said, hey, when you wake up, if that nightlight's not off, you got to stay in your room. You can read books, you can play with toys quietly, you can do lots of things, but you got to stay in your room. Again, there's a little bit of discipline required for your kids to learn those boundaries. But man, once they do that, it really will be a blessing. If you're that person who just feels like, man, my day starts with just chaos, man, you don't know what a blessing it is to your soul to say, I know I have until 7 a.m. that kids aren't coming out of their room. Yeah. You know, that's a huge, huge deal. So if you're a parent, man, take that step. You will be thankful, and the person you are 10 years from now will thank you that you did that, because number one, it helps your kids build some self-control. Number two, man, the ability to start your day with being present before the Lord is a blessing to your whole to your entire family and to everyone you interact with. And it's worth doing a little bit of work parenting wise to create that rhythm for yourself.
The goal of this podcast is to equip our own church for discipleship and mission. So if you're a Christian or church leader in another context, we thank you for listening in. And we pray that the things that we talked about today might also be helpful to you in your context. We always love to hear from you, the listeners. So send us an email at podcast@cdomaha.com. And we'll see you again next Wednesday for another Wednesday Conversations.